field setup. This home field for Amory is absolutely here to deliver. Looks like number 22, Keaton Wolin, back to receive for the Warriors. And we're about to, kicking team spreading off there for Osceola. About to have that opening kickoff for that beautiful game we've been waiting for.
Well, you got Keaton Wolin, of course, and Jacob Maxson will be a couple of the main players rushing-wise. The kick is away right to left on your radio dial. Amory will receive back at about their 10-yard line, returning up to the 15, to the 20, 25, to the 30, and up over the 35-yard line or so. Good return and good field position for the Amory Warriors to start off here.
Keaton Wolin roped down around the 37-yard line.
So Amory with their all-red home uniforms going left to right on your radio dial with a big W going left to right from each 45 to the 45, huge W out there. If you don't look at any other part of the field and just stare at that W, you can think you're in Madison just for a second.
I had the same thought. You beat me to it by a second. Of course, contrasting the white jerseys, green pants, helmets, numbers for Osceola.
You'll see a mix of pass and run here with Maxson and Wolin. This one is given up the middle, and they're going to get a gain of maybe two or three on the play up over the 40-yard line.
That was actually a quarterback keep up the middle. I did not see who took the snap.
As Maxson, Jacob Maxson is their quarterback, and they'll shuffle in a few players here and there, but you're going to see Maxson and Wolin as the two main ball carriers. They do a good job of pulling the ball in and out of the stomach of the running back, so they'll get us once in a while, more than once on that. Here's a give around. Ends up going up the middle, up over the 45 to the 49, and a first down near midfield.
That was Maxson again looking for a passing target, decided to tuck it and gain yardage on his own this time.
Wyatt Hastings with the stop for the Osceola Chieftains in their green pants and white tops. Not quite the Green Bay Packer green. I don't know what the technical term is of the Osceola green, but not quite the Packer green.
Technical terms and color terms, I don't think those get along very well, Joel. I've never known them well.
Right at midfield, first and 10 for Amory. They're going to throw this one over the middle. It's caught down near the 40-yard line, close to a first down.
I see yellow on the field. That pass was caught by Carter Wolin. We'll find out what the penalty is.
Maxson to Wolin on the catch, but that pass came a little bit into the play here. So Wolves, they're marking the ball as if the play may stand here.
Laundry at the point of the catch, so it may have been... Yep, interference against Osceola.
They'll turn that one down, and it'll be I think it's going to be just a little bit short, so it'll be second down and...
Inches?
Second and inches, yeah.
Oh. We got a first down.
Oh, they're going to take the penalty because they'll take the 10, which is probably two more inches than the catch.
Right.
It doesn't help the stats of the quarterback, but the 10-yard penalty will move it all the way down, actually, to the 30. It's the catch plus... The yardage actually going to be down near the 30-yard line now. Maxson's going to give off the kind of slanting off the left side, and a very short gain on the play.
Keaton Wolin there on the run.
Maybe a yard or actually going to mark him right down at the 30-yard line. So we'll call it second down and 10.
No gain for the Warriors on that play.
Taking a look at both lines so far, the first few plays kind of stalemating at the line a little bit there. There really hasn't been domination either way.
That penalty responsible for as much yardage as any offensive play so far.
So second down and 10 now for the Warriors, driving in Osceola territory.
Another keeper for Maxson up the right-hand side.
Yeah, he's going to keep that and go up the right side for a gain of about 3 or 4 yards, down to about the 38, 37. So it'll be third and long now. Warriors in four down territory most likely inside the 30-yard line of Osceola. No score, 9:45 to go in the first quarter. Amory Warrior football on 107.5 WLAK. Download that Civic Media app, and you can listen to us on the Civic Media app. Also,
take us anywhere you got cell phone signal, Wi-Fi. You don't need to have us on the radio to have us on your phone.
LakeAir.radio on your computer, too, LakeAir.radio. So here's a third down play now, back to pass. That pass is going to be caught out on the right flat, and breaking it down inside of the 25, going to be short of a first down. That's going to bring up a fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Ball marked at about the 24-yard line.
That was actually Maxson on another keeper. I'm thinking we're seeing some tight coverage from the Chieftains. Maxson more often than not making the decision to tuck it and run on his own so far. It's gotten him down the field. You can't say that it's been unsuccessful thus far. We're getting closer and closer to the end zone here at about the 20, 24.
Fourth and five. Big play here for the Amory offense. Maxson under center. Receivers out right and left.
Making adjustments at the line.
Looks like he might be changing the call at the line. Maxson takes a snap. He's going to go right up that gut, and he's going to be down and get a first down, it looks like, for the Amory Warriors. Get the mark on that. Actually, they're going to go the other way. He's a little bit short on that. Thought he had enough surge forward to get it. It's going to be a turnover on downs for Osceola. Nothing fancy that time for the Warriors, Gray, and they're not quite able to get it.
22-yard line will start the drive for the Chieftains.
So Osceola first and 10 the other way. He had surged down near the first down marker but ended up being well short, and Osceola now will start first and 10 back at their own 22-yard line. Receiver split out to the right side. Going to give off on that right side. Gain of two or three on the play. Nothing huge over there.
Sawyer Galt, the ball carrier on that play.
Mikey Kelly on the stop for the Warriors. Anytime you see the last name Galt, you know what you think of right away. What do you think of?
Willie Galt.
Yeah, Willie Galt, yeah. Ended up getting about six on that play up near the 29-yard line. It'll be second down and four for the Osceola Chieftains here. Pinned back in their own territory. Scoreless with Osceola and Amory football. It's a give off again. Quick hitter up the right side. That's going to be good for a first down up over the 35 near the 40-yard line.
That was number seven, Connor Lumen, the quarterback on the carry there.
They're not doing anything fancy up to about the 41-yard line. Several plays, he's going to the right, and he'll either hand it to the running back or pull it out of his stomach, keep it himself. That time he kept it for a first down. Obviously, Osceola likes something off that right side, Gray. They're kind of pounding that side right now.
He actually outran his blocking a little bit on that play. If he held back a little bit, I wonder if he wouldn't be able to pop off a couple more yards. Maybe we'll see that again.
First and 10, Osceola at their own 41-yard line.
Little trickery on the
play. A little trickery. Handoff going to be good for a first down up near the 30 to the 20 to the 15 to the 10 to the 5. Is he going to get in there? He does for a touchdown for Osceola.
Jackson DeMoe, number 8 on the touchdown, a run all the way up that right sideline. They did see something on the right, Joel. I think they're going to be attacking that more tonight.
Describe that play. You mentioned trickery on that, and it didn't totally fool Amory, but just enough where they were a step behind the play.
It was a fake handoff, a real handoff, and then a fake reverse, if I'm not mistaken. It was a well-drawn-up play, and I think it had exactly the effect desired. Looks like we're going to be going for a one-point conversion here for the Chieftains.
A lot of ball fakes and misdirections for an old guy to follow, but I did follow the guy running the ball down the field.
Number one, Waylon Cole to kick.
And into the end zone. So Cole will try the one-point conversion. Kick is up, and it is through. And the score, Osceola 7 and Amory nothing. Everything, I think pretty much every play on that, Gray, slanted off that right side.
It did. I think you spotted it well, Joel. There's a reason for that, and I think we'll see more of it. We'll have to see if we can maybe riddle out what exactly they saw. See if we can be worth our salt up here.
A big homecoming week, of course, for Amory. A lot going on all week long. Homecoming weeks are always special, not only for football, but for other sports as well, so it's always fun. And anytime you talk to a coach about homecoming week, Gray, the first thing they always say is it's a distraction. It's a big distraction. I don't know if that counts as a distraction, but Osceola has taken an early lead here in this one.
Tell you what, if the coaches think it's a distraction, imagine what the teachers think.
Yeah. I'm always interested in the dress-up days. That's the first thing I always ask when I interview kids on the radio about homecoming. I just, okay, what are we doing for dress-up days here?
Definitely right. Something I wish I had given myself to a little bit more. I was a half-hearted. I thought it was cooler to hate on than to participate. Don't do it. Dress up silly. It's worth it. The memories are better.
I always say we should and shouldn't bring back the toga. We should and shouldn't. Here's a kick by Osceola from their own 40-yard line.
22, Keaton Wallen back to take the kick. Bounces through the back of the end zone.
Good low kick that goes through. It'll be first and 10 for Amory in their own end. Yeah, we'll have the band at halftime. We should be able to catch some of that on the radio here and hope to catch up with Lisa Marquis, who is a volleyball coach, and talk a little Amory volleyball. Joel Karnick here along with Gray Gunderson. Glad to be with you. Tell you what, anytime we're playing our sixth game of the season, Gray, and we're worried about trying to stay cool, not warm. I'm all in.
We were actually mentioning earlier, we are not, we don't, Joel and I don't take cold well, but here I think I'm in a t-shirt here. It's a comfy night here in Amory.
Amory with the ball back at their own 20-yard line. That play going to go up the middle for a gain of about 3 or 4 on the play, it looks like.
Hard-fought yardage there for, looks like, number 32.
So the gain of 5, they'll end up actually 2nd and 5 now. Amory Warriors back at their own 25-yard line. So in high school, when the ball goes through the end zone and a touchback, a ball goes out to the 20. This is like NFL 70s rules where they put it at the 20.
Oh, don't even get me started on that dynamic kickoff. We don't need a landing zone in high school football.
So 2nd and 5 for Amory. Their first drive stalled deep in Osceola territory. That play's not going to go very far either. He did manage to pick up 2 or 3 on the play, going to set up a 3rd and short. Wallen on the carry.
Amory attempting to establish that running game after the interference penalty that got them some decent yardage in the last drive, but nothing much coming of it. We got a 3rd and short yardage, but I wonder if we'll stick with the run or see a pass here.
29-yard line, Amory in their own territory with a 3rd down and 1. This is not an area where you want to go for it on 4th down, so a big conversion coming here, and Amory will give it off on that up the middle and going to break it up over the 50 to the 45 to the 40 down to the 35-yard line in Osceola territory, and there's your big play for the Amory Warriors.
Jacob Maxson, number 8, held it, pulled it, and brought it up the right-hand side. Big runs up the right, Joe, flavor of the night.
Everything in a box to the right, it looks like. And the ball is going to be marked out of bounds. That's a 90s, 80s reference song, maybe. 37-yard line in Osceola territory. Amory with a big play on that run of almost 35 yards, and now 1st and 10 for Amory. They'll get it off that left side and not much doing there. Maybe a gain of 3 or 4 on the play.
Keaton Wallen on the carry there.
So Wallen with the carry. Wallen, Maxson always taking the brunt of the runs. They're going to mark the ball down at the 35-yard line. We'll call it 2nd down and 8 after a gain of 2.
I asked if we would see a pass. We didn't, but we saw a run that was as good as any pass. That run up the right by Maxson is the largest yardage on one play for the Warriors so far this evening.
5:45, clock running, first quarter. Amory has the ball, trailing Osceola 7-0. You're on 107.5 WLAK.
Fake handoff
deep on the right side. Going to be a little too far for his intended receiver. He had a step behind there, but it would have taken one heck of an accurate throw to hit Jacob Maxson down there on that right sideline. Good defense by Osceola as the defender was running right with him, a little bit behind, but right with him.
Number 1, Waylon Cole there in trailing coverage. He'd lost a step off the line, but he was catching up. If there was a little more yardage, Cole would have caught up there, I do believe.
Tried to go deep on the 2nd and 8, so now 3rd and 8. Amory working again in Osceola territory for the 2nd time this first quarter. Nose of the ball just at the 35-yard line in Osceola territory for your Amory Warriors. Back to pass again. This pass comes out on the right side, and that's going to fall incomplete out there.
Number 1, Waylon Cole again on the coverage, made up for the last play and prevented the completion there. Good breakup.
Would not have been enough for a 1st down, unless he broke a tackle, but it would have been short anyway, and Amory's going to find themselves in a tough 4th and 8 here, and it looks like they're going to try to pin Osceola deep back in their own end, and they're going to punt it away. That would have been a big catch. 4th and 3, maybe you go for it. 4th and 8.
I think we're going for it here, Joel.
Think so?
Nope. Sorry, misread the play.
Yeah, they had one guy up short where they had the option to snap it short, but they went back, and this punt's going to roll down inside the 10-yard line and will pin Osceola back deep in their own end. Actually going to be downed at about the 6 or 7 down there, it looks like.
That's actually exactly what happened, Joel. I lost the punter against the red of that beautiful W midfield, and the up back got me, and I thought that was a direct snap.
Now, when I see something that you don't...
We got problems.
We should... this game brought to you by whatever eye doctor is listening right now. That's Gray Gunderson@civicmedia.us. Shoot him an email and he'd be glad to have a complimentary vision test.
No soliciting.
The complimentary is not soliciting. That's just saying you'll get together.
Yeah.
At their own 7-yard line, Osceola leading. 7-0, first and 10 here. So the Warriors have them pinned back deep. Let's see if they can keep them there. Again, working off that right side. Going to be a short gain on the play up to about the 10, 11-yard line. Again, every single play for the Chieftains, the quarterback has taken the snap, and that option has gone to the right of the center.
That was the 6-foot senior Sawyer Gault on the ball carry up the middle.
Be second down and 6 after the gain of 4.
A little bit of breathing room against their own end zone for the Chieftains.
Wisconsin Badger football coming up this weekend. Saturday game for the Badgers. You'll hear it here on 107.5 WLAK. And you can listen to that game on the Civic Media app, too. So a 4-yard gain, 2nd and 6. Osceola going to give again. Guess where? Off that right side up to about the 15-yard line. A gain of about 4, going to bring up 3rd and about 3.
What's the betting spread on whether there'll be a play to the left?
Well, one of these plays, you would think they're going to bring somebody around, a receiver coming the other way and hand it the other way at some point, right?
The time is growing ripe for a quality reverse here, I think, with this much expectation. But
the success has been there off that right side, and we'll see if Amory defense can stiffen here on a 3rd down and 2, trying to pin Osceola deep back in their own end. This one's going to go for a 1st down up near the 14-yard line. That'll be just enough for a Osceola 1st down.
Amory's keeping them honest in every way so far this game, Joel, but I would have to say that the Osceola Chieftains are showing a little bit of early momentum swing. They're taking control a little bit sooner so far.
Again, actually, I apologize, near the 19. Again, it's a far side of the field. The ball's on the right hash mark on the far side, and they're working that far side. The ball could not get any farther away from this old man's eyes than it is right now. And a give, guess what?
Technically went left. I believe that was designed to go up the middle, but the number 8 there for the Chieftains had to bounce that outside. Jackson DeMoe on the carry.
Designed to kind of, like you said, go up the middle, but the running back bounced to the outside, ended up losing a couple on the play. Loss of 1, 2nd and 11 now for Osceola. Pinned back, still at their own 18-yard line.
DeMoe showing a bit of patience there. If he'd have tried to force that, it would have been a worse loss, but he took what he could get, and it wasn't much, but it could have been worse. Credit to him.
Amory defense looking to stiffen here and get this ball back. The big play hurt him on that last one. Long touchdown run for Osceola gives them the only score of the game in their first drive. The Chieftains now will give off up the middle. That's going to go up to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, and the ball all the way up near midfield, and a 1st down carry for the Osceola Chieftains. Actually, they're going to mark him out at about the 38-yard line. The near side rep was upfield a little farther, but he had stepped out back near about the 38-yard line. That'll be a 1st and 10 for Osceola.
I believe that was DeMoe again on the carry. DeMoe only 5'8", but showing a lot of burst. As soon as that ball hits his breadbasket, he tucks it and holds it solid. I don't expect to see him. Well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't comment on whether I expect to see a fumble.
Clock stop. He went out of bounds on that far side. That give off is going to go kind of up the middle right hash mark for a gain of a couple on the play for Osceola.
DeMoe again on that carry.
Nothing fancy for the Chieftains. They are working that right side of the center almost the entire game so far. And Amory, at some point, will lean that way a little bit, and that's where you think that Osceola would probably try something the other way or maybe catch a D-back sneaking up and try to throw something behind him.
And forgive me, that was number 5, Riley DeMoe, on that last carry. There is also number 8, Jackson DeMoe, both running backs. We'll keep them straight for you.
2nd and 7, quarterback will keep it down inside the 45. Going to be run out of bounds on the far side, down at about the 41. That's going to be enough for another Osceola 1st down.
Junior quarterback Connor Lumen on that carry.
They're going to mark him out of bounds. Just across the midfield stripe, I guess he stepped out of bounds, but that is going to be good for that 1st down for Osceola. Again, Osceola right to left on your radio dial, and every play is way over there going away from us, and everything's on that right hash mark. You might as well set up a lemonade stand here on the left side of the field because nobody's coming over here.
Everything's pushing right, pushing right.
Everything's going right. That one kind of goes right up the middle. That might have been the first non-left play, as it actually went a little bit left of center. And the gain goes all the way down to about the 40-yard line. A gain of a 10 on the play is a good for an Osceola first down.
That one from junior number 8, Jackson DeMo.
They don't set up that lemonade stand quite yet. I think the ball, for the first time, I think, is actually not on the right hash mark. It's actually almost on the left hash mark on the near side. First and 10, Osceola. Very impressive for the Chieftains here so far with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. That give is going to be a couple on the play. Nothing fancy. Amory plugged it up pretty good.
Up the middle, the number 8, Jackson DeMo, once again met at the line this time by Amory.
You get the feeling that Osceola feels with DeMo and their offensive line that they can just grind this thing down the field. They're not getting fancy at all. They're just working it down the field.
And it has worked so far. But at the same time, like I said, the Warriors have been keeping them honest. I expect we're a couple adjustments away from a dead even game here. 7-0 feels correct, though we are approaching the red zone. Are the Chieftains
call it a 3-yard gain? 2nd and 7 for Osceola, working in Amory territory at about the 36-yard line. And Gibb is going to come on that left side finally, and he's going to get down inside the 35 and down near the 30-yard line. It's going to be close to an Osceola first down.
The senior number 2, Tyler Ellison, on the tackle there. Good strong tackle stop along the left sideline.
It's going to be enough for an Osceola Chieftain first down as he stepped out of bounds, but apparently was forward progress was stopped, and the clock will continue to run with 38 seconds to go. The Osceola Chieftains looking to spoil the Amory Warrior homecoming here, leading this one 7-0 right now. And they are on the move again at the 28-yard line of Amory. Quarterback's going to come. He came left, but then he handed off before he sprinted out left and gets a gain on the play of 4 or 5, bringing up a 2nd down. They give him about 8 on the play as he fell forward. It seemed like these Osceola runners, Gray, are finishing strong. A play that looks like 4 or 5, and they're able to finish pretty strong.
That's actually the end of the first quarter there, Joel.
Yes, 7-0. Osceola leading Amory here in Amory at homecoming. We'll have the second quarter coming up. You're listening to Amory Warrior High School Football on 107.5 WLAK.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Eric Morrissey, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to make your finances keep up with your long-term needs. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Eric at 715-268-4106 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Homecoming 2024 here in Amory. One quarter complete. The Osceola Chieftains leading the Amory Warriors by a score of 7-0. Everything on the ground for these Osceola Chieftains, Gray.
Have we seen a completed pass from the Chieftains so far, Joel?
I don't think we've seen an attempted pass, have
we? I don't believe we have so far, but all the success a team needs coming on the ground for Osceola so far.
So second quarter begins with Osceola 2nd and 2 at the Amory 20-yard line. Ball at that far left hash mark. I bet it comes this way, Gray. Here's a snap. They're going to give off.
That was a bobble snap, actually.
Yeah, that's going to be a loss on the play. That's going to bring up a 3rd down and long with a loss of about 4.
Number 7, Connor Lumen bobbled the snap, caught it on his own, and was able to drop and cover it safely, minimize the loss.
Again, the Chieftains are having a lot of success, obviously, running the ball, but they're not blowing Amory off the line. There's not holes that you can drive a semi-truck through. There's just enough. There's just enough to get through there. And we saw it there. Osceola bobbles a snap, and there's Amory right there on them. That's how close they are.
Chunk plays here and there, but a lot of tight gaps and close yardage situations that it's hard fought. Amory is not giving anything away. It's being taken from them. We'll see if that momentum continues.
3rd and 6 for the Chieftains at the Osceola 25-yard line. Ball on that left hash mark. There's a give off. It's going to go down inside of the 20-yard line, down close to the 17. That is going to be close to a 1st down. They're looking at it, and a 4th down play could be looming here.
Jackson DeMo upended, number 8 there, the junior.
They're going to call it a first down. No measurement needed. It was right there, but the referees call it a first down. It's got to be a lot easier for referees to see whether it's a first down or not on such a beautiful field like this.
Perfectly flat, designed for that purpose. I have to imagine it's a better time for the refs.
Yeah, exactly. First and 10 for Osceola.
Seven Lumen under center.
At the 18-yard line, there's a give off up the middle. Going to bang down inside the 15 down to about the 11-yard line for a gain on the play of about seven.
Jackson DeMoe again on the carry.
So, again, Osceola just doing what they want, just enough space to get chunks of yardage at 5 to 7 yards a carry. And they are marching toward the end zone here, and the Warriors need to put their feet down here and make a stand. Second down and 5, Osceola at the Amory 12-yard line. On that far left hash mark, they've been working more straight up the middle than that right side now recently. That give again, kind of slanting off that left side a little bit. Going to be down there close to a first down.
The senior Elliot Roberts on the stop for Amory there. Great penetration behind the offensive line for him. That was a beautiful stop.
Oh, third down and 2, maybe a long one. Ball at the 9-yard line for Osceola. So the Chieftains doing it the old-fashioned way. 3, 5, 7 yards and a cloud of rubber pellets.
Third and 1 coming up inside the 10 for the Chieftains.
There's a keeper.
Lumen on the keeper, gets enough yardage. Looks like that should be a first down.
Yep, down inside the 5-yard line. Just kept it, put his head down. First and goal for the Chieftains.
Old school, tucked his head, kept his feet moving, got the yards. Amory going to have to pull something here to get a stop. We're at the 5, and they're knocking again.
See how I adjust with it? See, I may be old, but I adjust with the times, the cloud of dust.
Cloud of rubber
pellets. And a rubber pellet. You see that? Did you catch that?
Now that you've pointed it out okay. Twice, yes, I have.
All right, I just wanted to make sure. It's not too often I get good ones like that. I just want to make sure you heard it. First and goal at the 5 for the Chieftains. That give off will be off the left side. It's going to be down inside the 3 to the 2, not into the end zone, down to about the 1-yard line or so, looks like, Gray.
Looks like that was number 8, Jackson DeMoe, again on the carry.
I'm going to call it about the 1.5, 2-yard line over there. It'll be second down and goal from the 2. And I think a quarterback sneak is probably going to be in order here, don't you think?
I should think so. With Lumen showing well on his keeper so far, chunk plays and short yardage both, I expect we should see some stack box from Amory here.
Amory bringing it in, and we have a timeout on the field. We're going to have a timeout, Osceola. We'll keep it right here. High school football on 107.5 WLAK. We got the Badgers tomorrow. Do want to let Warrior fans know we will not have coverage next week of Amory Warrior football. And the reason why is we're a Wisconsin Badger affiliate, and we are obligated to carry all of the Badger games. We cannot bump them, and so wouldn't you know it, that Amory has a Saturday game next week at the exact same time that the Wisconsin Badgers have a game next week. So no coverage of Amory next week. We'll be back with the rest of the games of the season. After that, check out the 107.5 WLAK Facebook page. We put updates on there of games that we are doing for your Amory Warriors.
Looks like a nice, thick home crowd is getting treated to the homecoming presentations here during the timeout. Looks like I think we might be taking a look at the homecoming queen this year for Amory.
So after the timeout, Osceola back in the field. Amory a little late getting out there on a second down and goal from the 2-yard line. We'll see what Osceola has after they called that timeout.
Lumen under center for the Chieftains.
Lumen's going to give off on that left side, and that is going to, are you going to give it to him? No, you're going to mark him down.
Doesn't look like it.
About inside the 1. The ref on the near side is straddling the goal line, but they're going to make it a 3rd and goal inside the 1-yard line for Osceola, already leading Amory 7-0.
A lot of quality fakes so far from Osceola so far tonight, Joel. That was a an immediate give up the left-hand side up the middle, but a fake bootleg over to the right to pull a defender off.
Third and goal at the one, and we have another timeout on the field.
This one from Amory, it looks like.
This time Amory's going to talk this one over. We hope to catch up with Amory volleyball coach Lisa Marquis at halftime. I want to thank Jeff Byrne, the AD here at Amory, for his welcoming and assistance in bringing high school football back on the radio. And we're looking forward to bringing you more high school sports as we get into the winter months. Again, lakeair.radio will be adding some things on there as far as things that we covered. There's a sports tab at lakeair.radio that you can click on, and it tells you what's coming up, Badgers, local games, and stuff like that. It's a slow building process, Gray. This is a radio station that was off the air for a few years, and now it's alive. It's alive, as who would say, Gene Wilder?
Yeah, that would have been Wilder. Why did you expect me to know that? I mean, I'm impressed and offended somehow.
Third and goal from the one after the timeout, after the Amory timeout. Both teams have burned a timeout here in the last three plays. And we'll see if this is just still going to be a keeper for the Chieftains trying to get in for their second touchdown. They are going to keep
it.
Surge ahead, and that's going to be a touchdown for the quarterback for the Osceola Chieftains.
Another one for number seven, Connor Lumen.
So 13-0 rather, in favor of the Osceola Chieftains. And just a slow, methodical drive for Osceola, but they're getting it done. They're getting it done a little bit at a time. And now the one-point conversion attempt. Brand new, bright yellow goalpost in the end zone on the right side of your radio dial. The snap, the kick is up, and it's through. And the Osceola Chieftains leading the Amory Warriors by a score of 14-0 here in Amory.
And that's another extra point from number one, Waylon Cole, with the kicking duties for the Chieftains this evening, the 6'1 junior, excuse me.
Thank you to Eric Morrissey, your Edward D. Jones agent, for bringing you high school football on WLAK, by Northwest Communication, by Vans Electric, and Blue Flame Heating. We thank you, all of you, for helping to support our coverage of high school sports on 107.5. WLAK. All right, so now the Warriors need something here, Gray.
We need an answer in the second quarter here. Just under 8 minutes left in the second quarter. There's enough time to get something done, but something has to be done, or we're going to be carrying a nothing burger into halftime, and the halftime speech at that point is going to take a little bit more doing. That said, I still maintain that Amory has not given a single thing away. There have been a couple mistakes here and there, but every mistake so far has been taken advantage of. Credit to the Chieftains for doing that. It's just a much closer game than even a 14-0 score might imply.
Both teams offensively just getting a little bit at a time, most of it on the ground. The Chieftains just getting a little bit more at a time than Amory. Amory's had success, but not quite as many yards, obviously, as Osceola. This kick is going to bounce at about the 10 and go into the end zone, and that'll come out to the 20 for a first and 10 for the Amory Warriors.
Keaton Wallen will let that one roll and make the smart decision there, take the free yardage.
There has to be 1,000 to 1,500 people here at least. I can't see on the other end down here. The bleachers are full. Just a wonderful crowd. Homecoming always draws a bigger crowd, too. Alumni like to come back for that.
A line of people against the entire fence, against the track, pretty much. It's not quite standing room only, but if you can spot a place to sit, you've got a sharper eye than me.
Receivers split out right and left. They're going to run the ball up the middle after spreading everything out, and a gain of maybe a couple on the play as the Warriors tried to spread everybody out with three receivers split out, and Osceola was up to the challenge on the stop. Second and 8 after a gain of 2. Amory back at their own 22-yard line, 7:15. Clock running to go. First half, Osceola 14, Amory nothing in Middle Border High School 11-man football action here on 107.5 WLAK. Two receivers out on the near side as the Warriors work right to left on your radio dial. I'll give a little quick right up the middle. Going to slant off the right side. Nice gain on the play. Going to set up a third down and short, Gray. A little slow developing, but they managed to get a few out of it.
That was, I believe that was just the patience of allowing the blocking to develop in front of them. That got them the extra yardage there. Brought us into a short third and one.
Yeah, almost got that first down. Just right around that 29-yard line. You got to believe Amory's in four-down territory unless something really disastrous happens on third down. You just got to find a way. They're going to pull everybody kind of in tight. They're just going to sneak this baby right up the middle. Well, they do hand it off, and it looks like he had enough. I think forward motion, forward momentum.
I think we came down right about at the 30 there, and that should be just enough.
Wasn't a lot.
Needed a short yard and got a long yard. It wasn't much more than that.
First down for the Warriors with 6:09 to go in the first half. Amory working now at their own 32-yard line.
Clock running after that first down.
Warriors' first two drives got them into Osceola territory, so they have had some success in moving the ball, but both drives stalled. One on a failed fourth down attempt. The other punt pinned Osceola deep back in their own end, and they went a long ways, about 95 yards. That is play does not develop in the backfield and a loss of about three on the play.
A keep on the option there. There was an option run up the middle or a keeper to the right for the quarterback. He kept it and lost yardage.
So a second down and 13 now, and when you're reliant a lot on the run, this puts you in a tough spot now, second and 12, with Amory now back at their own 30-yard line. We'll see if they elect to run here and set up a third down pass or vice versa. One receiver split out left.
Running back to either side in the shotgun.
Yeah, shotgun formation. Pass is going to come out left side. That may have been a backward lateral. The ball went out of bounds.
Lucky on that bounce, or it may have been a...
Yeah.
I suddenly was hearing yakety sacks in my head for a second there. I got nervous.
It was a quick flip out to the flat, and they're going to say the ball was a backward lateral and goes out of bounds way back at the 23-yard line. So that'll bring up third down and long now, third and about 20.
It was a well-thrown ball if a little bit high, wasn't able to bring it in, but I just get nervous anytime I see a ball hit a ground that isn't dead when it hits.
If you're going to miss that throw as a quarterback, missing high is the way to miss. That way it goes out of bounds.
Right, keep that forward. Keep it spinning end over end.
Third and long, back to pass again. Going to throw it out on the right flat. Short pass is dropped out there. He wasn't going anywhere anyway.
Keaton Wolin on the attempted catch was a little close to his knees, wasn't able to bring it in.
About the 20-yard line, he had a lot of company out there, so he wasn't going to go anywhere on that third down play. And now fourth down, and Amory is forced to punt. Fourth and 20. So the best you can hope for the Warriors now is to get out of this half only down 14. You're looking for a defensive stop and get into that locker room and regroup. It's going to be quite a task here to stop Osceola. The Chieftains are going to have some real nice field position out of this unless they can get a booming punt here. Punt is a good one. Wow, way back inside the 30-yard line and rolls to the 20.
And an Amory bounce brings it. Wow. Yeah, wow. That was an absolutely incredible punt.
Almost 50, I'm going to call it like 54 yards almost. He started at his own 25, and that was a booming kick. It got out of the reach of the returner. He had to let it drop, and then it hit that turf field and took off.
And that was the junior number eight, the quarterback Jacob Maxson on that punt. That was a boomer.
You had mentioned in the warm-ups, you said something about somebody booming some punts, didn't you?
It was him. It was him. There were a couple players punting for a warm-up, though. I think they were more warming up to receive the punt, so I think they had a couple players. I didn't realize at the time that we'd be seeing quarterback taking punting duties, but when you've got a punter that can get – if he can do that reliably, it becomes its own sort of weapon. It's a lot less of an issue when you flip the field like this.
And that was an impressive kick on the air. Through the air, and it didn't really have a spiral to it either. I was surprised how much it carried. Here's Osceola, first and 10 now, back at their own 21-yard line. Gain up the middle of about three, a couple on the play. It'll be second and 8. This could be the game for Amory right here. I mean, you cannot let Osceola go down and take a 3-touchdown lead into halftime, and Osceola gets the ball to start the second half. So this has to be a defensive stop here for the Warriors. Has to be with 4:20 to go in the first half. Down 14 zip. Osceola pinned back in their own end with a second down and long. Pitch out to the left side. Osceola with a little bit of running room out there. Up over the 25 to the 30 to the 35. And a first down up over the 40-yard line. A pitch out on that left side and a big gainer for the Chieftains.
Number 8, Jackson DeMo with a quality carry there. Looked like it took about three Warriors to bring him down around the 42-yard line. 41-yard line is the spot.
He had a head of steam when he hit the line of scrimmage. And that's why, like you said, it took three Warriors to bring him down because he was moving off that left side.
Joel, that was a chunk play to the left.
Yeah, maybe they switched the linemen from right to left and just started going that way. They might have. I'm not sure. At their own 41 now, the Chieftains will pitch it out on the right side. Not much doing out there, and Amory will shut that down for no gain on the play.
That was a great stop there from number 22, Keaton Wallen on the stop. Penetration behind the line, always impressive to see when you're on the lighter end of the roster.
Osceola doing a lot of those quick gives up the middle early, kind of almost option plays, and now the last couple they pitched it out here, a little different look. And the Chieftains will have second and 11. They're going to call it a loss of one back at their own 40-yard line with 3:10, clock running to go. In the first half, Osceola with the ball in their own territory at the 40-yard line, leading this one 14-0 over the Amory Warriors.
Number 7 under center for the Chieftains. Looks like a timeout Osceola on the field.
Timeout Osceola. We'll take a timeout, too, with the score 14-0. Timeout on the field. We got a timeout. This is Amory Warrior football on 107.5 WLAK.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
Cooling off a bit here in Amory. It's homecoming 2024. We've got the Amory Warriors taking on the Osceola Chieftains at home this evening. About 3 minutes left in the first half. 14-0 right now for the Chieftains. Joel, we've got to see something happen for the Warriors or we might have a little bit of a steep hill to climb in the second half.
It's an opportunity here with a second down and 11. It's not too many times that Osceola has been behind the chains this game. Very few times. And they are behind them here at second and 11 at their own 40. After the timeout, we're ready to go here.
Two running backs behind Lumen under center. Handoff.
Quick give up the middle. Going to be up over the 45-yard line and pressing up near the 47, 48. It'll bring up a third down and about three or four to go here for the Chieftains.
That was number 0, Galt. Sawyer Galt on the carry.
So 2:40 remaining. Not only a big play here to stop Osceola, obviously, but it gives you a chance maybe to get the ball back, too, and do something if you can get a stop on this play right here.
We have not, unless I'm mistaken, we haven't seen the Chieftains punt this evening, Joel.
No, they have not. Two possessions, two touchdowns, one almost a 95-yard drive. So a third down and two to go here for the Chieftains.
Pressure from Amory.
Yeah, giving off that left side, and that's going to be stopped short.
The pressure gets home.
Yeah.
Loss of 4 or 5 on that one for the Warriors.
That might be the best pursuit that we have seen in this game by Amory on that play off the left side.
Where so far we've seen a Chieftain bust loose. Instead, he was met by two Warriors that time. We've got some momentum going this way.
If you're Osceola here, I mean, you're up 14-0. You've got control of this game. Do you dare go for it here, or do you just say, you know what, let's pin them deep and let's take this two-touchdown lead into halftime?
I'm of two minds when it comes to whether to go for it in a situation like this. Let's see what Osceola decides.
They're going
here.
For it. Chieftains are going to go for it. They're all set to go. Big stop here for Amory if they can get it. Timeout just before the snap.
That may have actually just been an attempt to see what kind of defensive alignment we had from Amory.
Yeah, I think so, and Osceola took a timeout, and I would not be surprised if they came out and punted after that timeout. Thank you to Eric Morrissey, Edward D. Jones, for helping to sponsor Northwest Communications, Vans Electric, and Blue Flame Heating. We thank you guys and gals for sponsoring Amory Warrior High School Sports. Joel Karnick, Gray Gunderson bringing you the call. couple Northern Wisconsin guys making the trip down to give Jay Cornell a weekend off. Hard-working guy. He'll be back in a couple of weeks to bring you more Amory football.
Got the Badgers next week, so we won't be able to carry next week's game, but Jay will be right back at it.
Yep. All right, we'll see if I'm right here, if Osceola comes out now and punts, or they just wanted to get a look at that Amory defense and now come back and attack what they see. We'll see. Amory comes out in that same set. Osceola a little slow getting back on the field after the timeout. A minute 25 to go in the half.
We've got a single high safety on the field for Amory. It looks like Keaton Wallen back there potentially to receive a hooch punt situation or what we might have.
We're punting here. That is the most logical play, and that's what the appears they're going to do.
Well, yeah, that's what the alignment says. Anyway.
The whole right side is open. I mean, he could get around that right side, but he's going to punt it. Good choice. Amory's going to let it bounce at about the 15. He's going to field it back at about the 10 and fumbled the ball, picked it back up, and it's going to start way back at like the 11-yard line. He wasn't going that far anyway, but a little bit scary that the ball was loose there for a bit.
A little bit more trickery on that play, Joel. I'm not sure. You may have caught it. The up back there for Osceola held his hands up as if he might take a direct snap. And that's actually number 12, Marcus Gilbertson, one of their rostered quarterbacks. So a throwing threat, a passing threat, if we do see a direct snap on a punt from Osceola.
So first down and 10 for Amory, backed up at their own 11-yard line. Only a minute 16 to go, so Warriors are going to be careful here. Osceola has already used, I believe, two of their three timeouts, so Amory could probably run this clock out by running the ball if they want to, but incomplete passes would stop the clock. Warriors are going to throw it deep.
Looking
down
deep.
The left side. Got a guy out there, and just off of his outstretched hands at midfield. He was there, and he would have been off to the races. Oh, my.
Velcro coverage from the 6'1 junior Waylon Cole from Osceola.
Mr. Maxson has himself an arm, ladies and gentlemen. He threw that from about his own 5-yard line, and it landed at midfield with a flick of the wrist.
It was a beautiful throw, too. Well placed, if about a half step away from more yards than we've seen from Amory so far this evening, I think.
Oh, it was there. It was there just a little bit past the outstretched hands of the intended receiver. And we'll see what the Warriors have here on second down. They're going to drop back again, way back in his own end zone, gets out of the end zone, running for his life, throws the ball incomplete. Was there a receiver in the area? It won't matter, I don't think, because it's just going to be an incomplete pass. Woo, that was close for the Warriors to being a safety back there, but man, they got out of trouble.
Caleb Danielson, ostensibly the intended receiver on the play, that was an uncatchable pass, but he was close enough to prevent that penalty.
And now the problem is you got third down. Even if you run the ball, I think Osceola has a timeout left. They could stop the clock, and Osceola could get this ball back in good field position with still an opportunity to score here at the end of the first half.
I believe the Chieftains might actually be out of timeouts there, Joel. We might still have enough time for them to pull some magic, though. They've been able to control that clock well when they do have the ball.
Three receivers left for Amory. They're indicating they're going to throw this, baby.
Split left towards us in the booth.
That's what they're going to do.
One right. Deep throw.
He's out there.
Oh. The interception is dropped by, let's see, looks like number 11 for the Chieftains. That one, Caleb Earlbeck, the defensive back defending.
Just a little bit of pressure on Maxson prevented him from releasing that ball when he wanted to, and the receiver got a little deep on him.
He forced the throw a little bit, and the receiver had more time than he needed for the way the play was drawn up. And
the receiver was running a straight fly pattern down the right side, and the quarterback couldn't release it when he wanted to because he was under just a little bit of duress. And now a punt for Amory back at their own goal line with 58 seconds to go. This punt is a low line drive. It's going to be fielded in good field position coming for Osceola at the 45-yard line to the 40, and the stutter stepping to about the 39-yard line in Amory territory. Osceola with first down with 47 seconds to go. Man, oh man. I mean, a couple of opportunities there for Amory could have made this a one-score game very easily at the end of the half, and now Osceola has an opportunity to extend this out past a two-touchdown lead.
That was number one, Waylon Cole, on the punt return for what yardage he was able to manage. But, yeah, Joel, I have to say, with what we just saw of Maxson's arm in the second half, if we can draw up some protection schemes for their offensive line, who has frankly had a little bit of trouble so far holding off the Chieftains from getting penetration on a lot of passing attempts, he's got the arm, and the receivers have the speed. The pieces are there.
Osceola first and 10 at the Amory 38. Chieftains have yet to throw. They're going to throw here, though, and it's going to be incomplete.
Waylon Cole, the intended receiver, wasn't able to haul that one in, the 6'1 junior.
43 seconds to go. Incomplete pass will stop the clock. Second and 10 for the Osceola Chieftains, working in Amory territory at the 38-yard line and leading this one 14-0.
Number 200, Bradway, coming in for Waylon Cole on Osceola. We'll see if we see a pass towards number two there.
See if the Warriors can get a big defensive play here. Maybe a little pick the other way. Osceola going to drop back, going to give rather off that left side down inside the 40 to the 35, and going to be a first down down inside the 25 to the 20. And the clock will stop as the runner goes out of bounds. That's a big chunk yardage all the way down inside the 20-yard line.
A quick swing pass left, but the blocking developed well downfield. That was number five, junior Riley DeMeaux, able to get a big chunk for Osceola.
Big play for the Chieftains that time. Plenty of time here with 36 seconds to do whatever you want. Even if they don't have any of those timeouts left, you can still get back up to the ball. Amory has to defend pass and run here. Back to pass, rolling left, quarterback. He's going to be brought down on a sack back near the 20-yard line. He was looking toward the end zone, but he didn't have time to get rid of it. Roberts with the tackle and the sack. And with 18 seconds, clock running on the sack. No timeouts for Osceola. Quarterback back to pass on the right side. Has a man out there. And the pass is caught for a touchdown in the right corner of the end zone.
Number 11, the junior, 6'4", Caleb Earl, back on the reception.
Was not a pretty pass.
Earl back falls as he catches it, but hey, if it's ugly and it works, it's not ugly.
It was a wobbler. I saw a couple of guys in the crowd here. They kind of went into the duck hunting stance. They were ready to pick that thing out of the air. It was wobbling so much, but it was accurate and a touchdown for the Osceola Chieftains. A huge play, and the one-point conversion attempt is up, and it is good. And Osceola, wow, what a turnaround. 21-0 now. The Chieftains with the lead have taken control of this game. And I guess when Amory had the ball, Gray, back at their own end and they spread those receivers out, I thought to myself, be careful here, because if you throw the ball and you don't complete it, Osceola's going to have a chance to get this ball back, and that's exactly what happened. It's a chance you take.
I'd like to shout out Caleb Earlbeck. He not only caught that touchdown on a roughly thrown ball, but then held the extra point too. So all 7 points can at least somewhat be credited to Caleb Earlbeck from Osceola on that one. I want to see what Amory plans to do with the 9 seconds we have, depending on what return situation we might end up in. I wonder if we might see a Hail Mary here from Maxson with the arm that he's been displaying here late in the second quarter.
Well, the kick will probably go through the end zone. Both kickers have shown the ability, especially on this turf field. If you got a kicker with a good leg who can hit a low line drive, you can line it into the end zone pretty easily. And I would expect Osceola is probably not going to let Amory have an opportunity to return this. The kicks come from the 40-yard line. So the Chieftains will boot it away here with 9 seconds to go in the first half.
Number 51, Daniel Larkey, on the after touchdown kickoffs for the Chieftains.
Kick is going to be a line drive that's going to hit at the 5 and go into the end zone. And that will be first and 10 for Amory at their own 20 with 9 seconds. I would expect a kneel down and nothing fancy here. Maybe a running play up the middle just in case. Try to bust one. You could maybe try to send somebody deep, but you know that Osceola is going to have a lot of defenders back. So we'll see what Coach Humpel decides to do here, if he wants to let his quarterback see how far he can throw one.
Number 200, Bradway, back deep as a single super high safety to prevent the Hail Mary here from Amory, excuse me.
Receivers left and right. Maxson going to go back to pass.
Maxson keeps that ball.
Yeah, he's going to hang on up the middle. He's going to angle off the right side of a nice gain up near the 35-yard line, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play on that running play. He was hoping, I think, to get out of bounds with a second to go.
Yep.
To set up a Hail Mary, but the play took a little bit too long and time ran out.
herded out of bounds by five Chieftains on that play. He'll end the half. We've got about a 15-minute halftime.
Yep, there you go. Halftime is here, and the Osceola Chieftains lead the Amory Warriors by a score of 21-0. We'll come back and listen in on some of the Amory band, and we've got volleyball coach for your Amory Warriors, Lisa Marquis, that'll chat with us. Two-minute break here back at the studios there. Two-minute timeout. This is Amory Warrior High School football on 107.5 WLAK.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones Financial Advisor can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Visit edwardjones.com or call 715-268-4164. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
Back we are at Amory High School, and the Osceola Chieftains lead the Amory Warriors at halftime, 21-0. Joel Karnick and Greg Gunderson, let's listen in a little bit. The marching band of the Amory Warriors performing here at halftime, so let's listen in a little bit on this performance. Amory Warrior Marching Band here at halftime of the Amory Homecoming 2024. WLAK and Amory Warrior High School football. Joel Karnick, Greg Gunderson, 21-0 in favor of Osceola here at halftime in a game that I don't think you could have had a game that was more even but ended up lopsided. And by I don't mean even like totally even, but I mean the Amory Warriors had their opportunities twice. They had the ball in Osceola territory at the end, in their first two drives, and one stalled and one was a punt inside the 40-yard line of Osceola. And then at the end of that first half, had a great opportunity on a couple of pass plays where our receivers were available that very well could have ended up in the Osceola end zone. And Osceola did what they've done the whole game. They played basically penalty free, and they did just enough blocking at the line of scrimmage, especially off that right side to start.